Aries, March 21 to April 19, emotions are not inconvenient distractions from reason and logic. They are key to the rigorous functioning of our rational minds. Neurologist Antonio Damasio proved this conclusively in his book Descartes' Error, Emotion, Reason, and the Human Brain. The French philosopher's famous formula, I think, therefore I am, offers an inadequate suggestion about how our intelligence works best. This is always true, but it will be especially crucial for you to keep in mind during the coming weeks. Here's your mantra, courtesy of another French philosopher, Blaise Pascal. The heart has its reasons, which reason does not know. Taurus, April 20 to May 20. The famous Taurus TV star Jay Leno once did a good deed for me. I was driving my Honda Accord on a freeway in Los Angeles when he drove up beside me in his classic Lamborghini. Using hand signals, he conveyed to me the fact that my trunk was open, and stuff was flying out. I waved in a gesture of thanks and pulled over onto the shoulder. I found that two books and a sweater were missing, but my laptop and briefcase remained. Hooray for Jay! In that spirit, Taurus, and in accordance with current astrological omens, I invite you to go out of your way to help and support strangers and friends alike. I believe it will lead to unexpected benefits. Gemini, May 21 to June 20. Did you learn how to think or how to believe? When my friend Amelie was 9 years old, her father teased her with this query upon her return home from a day at school. It was a pivotal moment in her life. She began to develop an eagerness to question all she was told and taught. She cultivated a rebellious curiosity that kept her in a chronic state of delighted fascination. Being bored became virtually impossible. The whole world was her classroom. Can you guess her sign? Gemini. I invite you to make her your role model in the coming weeks. Cancer, June 21 to July 22, in the coming weeks, I advise you not to wear garments like a transparent Gianfranco Fair black mesh shirt with a faux tiger fur vest and a coral snake jacket that shimmers with bright harlequin hues. Why? Because you will have most success by being down to earth, straightforward, and in service to the fundamentals. I'm not implying you should be demure and reserved, however. On the contrary, I hope you will be bold and vivid as you present yourself with simple grace and lucid authenticity. Leo, July 23, August 22, in 1811, Leo scientist Amadeo Avogadro, 1776-1856, formulated a previously unknown principle about the properties of molecules. Unfortunately, his revolutionary idea wasn't acknowledged and implemented until 1911, 100 years later. Today, his well-proven theory is called Avogadro's Law. According to my analysis of the astrological omens, Leo, you will experience your equivalent of his 1911 event in the coming months. You will receive your proper due. Your potential contributions will no longer be mere potential. Congratulations in advance. Virgo, August 23 Sept. 22. Israeli poet Yonah Wallach mourned the fact that her soul felt far too big for her, as if she were always wearing the clothes of a giant on her small body. I suspect you may be experiencing a comparable feeling right now, Virgo. If so, what can you do about it? The solution is not to shrink your soul. Instead, I hope you will expand your sense of who you are so your soul fits better. How might you do that? Here's a suggestion to get you started. Spend time summoning memories from throughout your past. Watch the story of your life unfurl like a movie. Libra, September 23, October 22, 19th-century Libran physician James Salisbury had strong ideas about the proper ingredients of a healthy diet. Vegetables were toxic, he believed. He created Salisbury steak, a dish made of ground beef and onions, and advised everyone to eat it 3 times a day. Best to wash it down with copious amounts of hot water and coffee, he said. I bring his kooky ideas to your attention in hopes of inspiring you to purge all bunkum and nonsense from your life, not just in relation to health issues, but everything. It's a favorable time to find out what's genuinely good and true for you. Do the necessary research and investigation. Scorpio, October 23, November 21. I'm amazed that anyone gets along. Marvel self-help author Sark. She says it's astonishing that love ever works at all, given our idiosyncrasies, unconscious projections, re-stimulations from the past, and the relationship history of our partners. I share her wonderment. On the other hand, I am optimistic about your chances to cultivate interesting intimacy during the coming months. From an astrological perspective, you are primed to be extra wise and lucky about togetherness. If you send out a big welcome for the lessons of affection, collaboration, and synergy, those lessons will come in abundance. Sagittarius, November 22nd Dec. 21. Please don't make any of the following statements in the next 3 weeks. 1. I took a shower with my clothes on. 2. I prefer to work on solving a trivial little problem rather than an interesting dilemma that means a lot to me. 3. I regard melancholy as a noble emotion that inspires my best work. On the other hand, Sagittarius, I invite you to make declarations like the following. 1. I will not run away from the prospect of greater intimacy, even if it's scary to get closer to a person I care for. 2. I will have fun exploring the possibilities of achieving more liberty and justice for myself. 3. I will seek to learn interesting new truths about life from people who are unlike me. Capricorn, December 22 Jan. 19, champions of the capitalist faith celebrate the fact that we consumers have more than 100,000 brand names we can purchase. They say it's proof of our marvelous freedom of choice. Here's how I respond to their cheerleading. Yeah, I guess we should be glad we have the privilege of deciding which of 50 kinds of shampoo is best for us. But I also want to suggest that the profusion of these relatively inconsequential options may distract us from the fact that certain of our other choices are more limited. In the coming weeks, Capricorn, I invite you to ruminate about how you can expand your array of more important choices. Aquarius, January 20th Feb. 18, my best friend in college was an Aquarius, as is my favorite cousin. Two ex-girlfriends are Aquarians, and so was my dad. The talented singer with whom I sang duets for years was an Aquarius. So I have intimate knowledge of the Aquarian nature. And in honor of your unbirthday, the time halfway between your last birthday and your next, I will tell you what I love most about you. No human is totally comfortable with change, but you are more so than others. To my delight, you are inclined to ignore the rule books and think differently. Is anyone better than you at coordinating your energies with a group's? I don't think so. And you're eager to see the big picture, which means you're less likely to get distracted by minor imperfections and transitory frustrations. Finally, you have a knack for seeing patterns that others find hard to discern. I adore you. Pisces, February 19th to March 20th, is the first sip always the best? Do you inevitably draw the most vivid enjoyment from the initial swig of coffee or beer? Similarly, are the first few bites of food the most delectable, and after that your taste buds get diminishing returns? Maybe these descriptions are often accurate, but I believe they will be less so for you in the coming weeks. There's a good chance that flavors will be best later in the drink or the meal. And that is a good metaphor for other activities, as well. The further you go into every experience, the greater the pleasure and satisfaction will be, and the more interesting the learning. Homework. Make up a fantastic story about your future self, then go make it happen. Newsletter.freewillastrology.com